Good morning, boys and girls. I have a few things here. We ate some canned fruit, and obviously we ate it all. It's gone. What do you think I should do with this? We could reuse it, yes. What do you think most people do? Listen. Recycle it. That's what they should do. A lot of people just throw it in the trash, right? And the same with this juice can. When it's empty, people sometimes will even toss it on the side of the road, won't they? But they should really recycle it. And the same with this newspaper. When they're done reading it, lots of people just throw it in the trash. And do you know what's happening to where the trash goes? Sometimes it goes in the ocean, but where they're collecting all of the trash, it's getting full. And they're running out of places where we can dump our trash. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And that's why it's helpful and actually very important that we take things like glass jars and papers and cans and even this box here and recycle it. Because what happens when you recycle it? It gets used all over again, right? And we're not making more trash. Now, I hope you know that it's not just a problem here in Roseburg or in Oregon. It's a big problem all over our country and in other parts of the world too. And you might think, well, I'm just one person. What difference does it make if I take one can and just throw it away? Does it really make a difference? Well, it doesn't. But if everybody thought like that, guess what? Then it becomes a big problem, right? So if one person doing one little thing, does it really make a difference? In the end, it does. Because that's a little bit less trash that we have to deal with. And so little things do make a difference. And in the scripture reading that Mr. Godsey read just now, Jesus talks about people doing little things like giving somebody a drink of water or giving somebody a little bit of food to eat and how that makes a big difference. And Jesus says the people that do the kind things like that, he wants to welcome them into heaven. And so I hope you boys and girls will always remember that even though you're a little child, it doesn't matter. You can do things that can make a big difference in other people's lives and even a big difference in our world. Don't ever think what you do is not important. It really is important, and you can make a big difference to make somebody's life better, to make our world better, and to someday be welcomed into heaven. I'm sure all of you want to go to heaven, right? How many of you want to go to heaven? I do too. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for coming into this world to be our Savior. And thank you that you're coming again to take us back to heaven. And I pray that you will bless these boys and girls, help them to remember that everything that they do can be a blessing to someone else if they will let you live in their hearts and let your love always guide them. Bless them, bless their families, keep them always close to you. I pray in your name, amen. Thank you, and if you boys and